Your classical story time is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. Welcome to Your Classical Storytime. I'm Scott, and this is our version of Stone Soup. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Samantha. Samantha was a traveler. She loved walking from village to village and meeting the people who lived there. She wore comfy shoes and carried a bulging backpack. She didn't have much, but she always had enough, and her backpack was just the right size to hold it all. One day, Samantha happened upon a new village that she had never visited before. Right away, she noticed the villagers didn't look very happy. They were all frowning or scowling, and they stared at the ground when they walked. "Excuse me," Samantha said to one man, "do you know where I might find a tasty lunch?" The grumpy villager was annoyed by such a silly question.
"We don't have enough food in our village to give away to strangers passing through."
"I see," said Samantha. "Well, is there some place where I can sleep for the night?" The man said, "Humph," and he hurried off. Samantha got the same response from everyone she asked. Since everyone in the village was too stingy to be kind, Samantha knew she would have to make lunch for herself. She opened her backpack and noisily dumped everything out, right there on the street. And what do you think she had in there? You're right, she did have a yo-yo and a toothbrush. But there was also a big wooden spoon, a book of matches, and some small herb jars. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. The grumpy villagers were suddenly interested in this odd stranger and her mysterious backpack. They gathered near just in time to see Samantha reveal a huge iron pot.
"Whoa," said one surprised villager. "How did that big pot fit in that little backpack?"
Samantha smiled as she gathered sticks for a fire. "It's very special. It was my grandmother's 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 soup pot. I've never gone hungry since I've had it."
Clearly you don't have enough food here for a pot that big," sneered one woman. "What on earth could you be cooking?"
Samantha just smiled, and she dug deeper into her backpack and pulled out what appeared to be a plain gray stone. "Stone soup," Samantha answered. And into the pot, the stone went with a plop. Said the villagers. "You can't make soup from a stone." "Sure you can. It's really quite delicious," Samantha said as she tasted the soup. "Now if I only had some cabbage." "Cabbage always makes stone soup taste better." One man said,
"Well, I have a little cabbage at home. I'll go get it so that you can have something to go with your stone."
He came back with a little head of cabbage. It wasn't much, but it was enough. Samantha sliced the cabbage. Into the pot it went with a plop. That got everyone thinking. Maybe there was something they could spare to make the soup a little tastier, a little more filling.
"I have a few potatoes I've been saving. They would go nicely with the cabbage."
It wasn't much, but it was enough. Samantha cut up the potatoes and into the pot they went with a plop.
"If you really want the soup to have some zing, you need an onion. I think I have one in my cupboard," said an old woman.
It wasn't much, but it was enough. Samantha chopped up the onion and into the pot it went with a plop.
Soon it seemed like everyone in the village remembered some small morsel or a little tidbit of food that they had hidden away or forgotten about. "Here's a handful of beans for you." And into the pot they went.
"Here are a few carrots you can add to your soup."
And into the pot they went.
"Soup is more filling when you have some meat in there. Here's a few scraps you can have."
Into the pot.
"Look, here's some celery from my garden. You can put this in your soup."
Chop, chop, chop. Plop, plop, plop. Samantha stirred the pot as it bubbled and burbled, and the villagers gathered around looking enviously at that wonderful smelling soup. Samantha gave it one last taste. "I don't know. It's good, but it's missing something." Just then, a little boy tugged on Samantha's shirt.
"I don't have much to add. Just a few grains of salt."
"Perfect," Samantha said. "That's just what it needs, a little salt." After one more quick taste, she filled her bowl. When she turned around, she saw the villagers were starting to leave.
"Wait, where are you going?" Samantha said. "The soup is ready. Come have a taste. Share with me."
"But we were so rude before, and we gave you so little for the soup." Samantha said, "That's the great thing about stone soup. If everyone puts in a little, there's always just enough for everyone to eat." All the villagers lined up for a bowl of delicious stone soup. As it warmed their bellies, it warmed their stingy hearts, too. Those same villagers who wouldn't help her find a meal or a place to rest her head earlier in the day? Well, suddenly Samantha found she didn't have to worry about a place to sleep anymore, because they all offered to take her in for the night, just to thank her for the wonderful soup. The next morning, as the villagers were seeing her on her way, they asked if they could buy Samantha's special pot, offering her every treasure, anything of value they had, in exchange for it. "No, the pot is very dear to me. It's been in my family for generations. Besides, all you really need is a special stone." Samantha threw her pack onto her back and began walking out of town.
"Where can I find a special stone?"
said the little boy. Samantha said, "Just look around. They're everywhere. In fact, that might be one there, right by your feet." "This?" the little boy said skeptically, holding up a very ordinary looking stone.
"Yes,"
said Samantha. "It may not look like much, but it will be enough. When you share what you have, even if it's not much, it'll always be enough." The end. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Storytime from APM, American Public Media.